Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Next Sunday will mark the sixth anniversary of a date that has been lovingly deemed Where's Bob Sunday. It marks the anniversary of the start of Reverend Bob Rhodes' ministry at PBUMC. At 6:30 a.m. on that day, I received a frantic and worrisome call from Beth, sharing that Bob was in the emergency room, that his face was about twice the size it usually is, as a result of a severe reaction to medication, and would not be in church that day. The troops gathered, we threw together a service of music and scripture that became a beautiful entree into Bob's ministry at PBUMC. The very next week, he was present and ready for an amazing journey. Today, we are tasked with bidding Bob farewell. Difficult as this task may be, we understand that the ministerial appointment system does not guarantee that we will be able to keep our pastor forever. So, today, we have gathered multiple voices from our congregation to share messages of love and support for Bob. One of Bob's greatest attributes is his ability to nurture a congregation, to love and genuinely care about people, and to be a loving support to those in need. Two scriptures come to mind as I think about Bob, the nurturer. Acts 20:28 tells us, keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock. The Holy Spirit has made you the nurturer to shepherd the church. 2 Corinthians 1:4. Blessed be Jesus Christ, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in need with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Kurt Kinsey, Ben Samuel, and Vicki Trimble will now share about the nurturing spirit of Pastor Bob.
This is Kurt Yuli Kinsey, Kurt and Jason, Jack and James, and we're just taking a moment to say goodbye to Pastor Bob and share a little bit about our life with him. And we've actually been really blessed to have him in two important events of our lives, which one was we met him as a result of our marriage and coming to PBUMC, and the other one was he did officiate my father's memorial service. So we are very thankful to have Bob, Beth, and the boys as friends, and built this relationship over the past few years, and we'll miss him tremendously. But what's great is that he'll be just down the street and we can see him every once in a while, and hopefully all of us will as well. So keep up singing, make La Jolla a musical church, and best of luck to you in your new adventure. And it's been a blessing to have you serve as our pastor. Take care.
The thing I'll remember most about Pastor Bob is the way we would talk about sports and the way we would always talk about camping and going to camp together and being the great leader he was in all the sermons. Thanks a lot for all you do. Me and my dad really appreciate it.
It was sad to know that Pastor April was leaving, but as soon as Pastor Bob began his ministry, I knew we had somebody with the gift of inspiration, humor, and music. The latter especially when he sang Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and when he did a sermon series based on the play Les Miserables. I had the privilege of doing the children's story during every Sunday during that series. Maybe my favorite anecdote was when I was having a rough time and Pastor Bob texted me that he was singing me hugs. It was a typo and he meant sending me hugs, but we both decided that singing me hugs was a very good thing, and I'll continue to sing him hugs too.
Vicki's message was a great segue into the next scriptures that I'm going to share with you. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace. We received an amazing musical gift in Robert Rhodes. From the beginning, he wove music into the fabric of his ministry. Every part of his being exudes music. He's passed his love of music on to his children and has gifted our congregation with a passion for all genres of musical palette. As a music director and staff member, I have personally enjoyed his collaborative spirit. We will forever remember his soulful rendition of Alleluia, or remembering also his debut in the Christmas show, The Homecoming. Jack, Shannon, and Craig now share the impact of Bob's musicality in their worship experience.
Hi, I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm really going to miss Pastor Bob's singing and guitar playing. It kept services fun and exciting.
Pastor Bob, I will miss you too. Well, what I mean to say is I will miss you singing you too on the guitar, but I will also miss you too. We love you.
Hey Bob, it's Craig Roberts here. I just wanted to thank you for 6 years of great pastoring, particularly for bringing a new type of music to our church with all the contemporary style stuff that we've been doing. And it's always nice to get to know a fellow music fan. I look forward to you doing bigger and better things over at La Jolla, and I look forward to continuing our relationship because I know you're not going far. We will miss you. Thanks.
Ah, technology. How do we begin to express the scope of impact Bob has had on the technology at Pacific Beach United Methodist Church? He was raised in it. He understands it thoroughly. There's a scripture found in a little-known book of the Bible. The book is called Deuteronomy. Although you may have never heard of this book, it's there. You just have to look really, really close. Let me quote. First Deuteronomy, verses 7 through 10 says, "Yea, verily, technology shall reign supreme, and it shall be administered by tech geeks who have a secret language that shall be unknown to the people, but well known among the Klingons, Vulcans, and anyone in the Marvel Universe. And therefore, technology will multiply and will bear new software, internet links, and PowerPoint derivatives, and all the people shall say, hooray! You and your offspring shall see signs on the screen and wonders in the live stream. People will talk and sing and will appear in your very living room, and it will be good." Mark Berry and Joe Peterson will now share stories of Bob's impact on technology at PBUMC.
Hi, I'm Mark. I manage IT at Pacific Beach United Methodist and have been since 2000. Everything was going fine until July of 2014. Reverend Rhodes shows up, and not too worried at first. Mac user, we know Macs are for people who need a simple user interface, not too technically sophisticated. All right. By the end of 2014, Bob had overhauled the church website and has since posted over 500 sermons, sermon notes, pages, events, posts. I've lost count. But posting to the website is not enough. Bob also posts to Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. What about email? You may have been getting one email a week, but now you have the option of getting a weekly email, a monthly email, a youth group email, a small group email, a prayer chain email, and I don't know what else. Oh, you don't like email? We'll send it to you as an SMS. We can do that too. The church has been publishing audio sermons since 2005. When Bob shows up, now we need an audio bumper. What's an audio bumper? I don't know, but now we have them. Oh wait, audio sermons are not enough. Let's live stream our services every Sunday morning and post recordings of those sermons and services online. that turned out to be a pretty good idea, actually. I'd like to give you a little more idea of what it's like to work with Bob on technical issues. I'd like to read this 86-page email thread to you. I'd like to tell you the story of how he revoked my geek card and how I got it back. But let me just conclude by saying, thanks, Bob, for catapulting PBUMC into its technical future. May La Jolla come to love and appreciate your geekness as much as we do. God bless.
As we say goodbye to Pastor Bob, I want everybody to remember what a wonderful addition he has been to Pacific Beach United Methodist Church. Not only for his vision in theological standpoints and his sermons and prayers and just being there to talk to everybody and be on the same level and have real conversations with the parishioners, but also for his technology, his modifications to the church's technological endeavors, much to Mark's chagrin, of course, but also his geekiness. And I'll never forget the first time we met. I happened to be down at the church during the week. I ran into Bob. We introduced ourselves. I said, you know what? I just have one question for you. I honestly, at this point, don't even remember what that question was. But he said, before I could even ask the question, he said, 42. And I said, you know what? Never mind. You can stay. Because, of course, 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Don't panic. From Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. Thanks, Bob, for everything. Best of luck.
Never being one to shy away from the important and sometimes controversial issues, Bob has taken up the gauntlet of social justice with great passion. When Project Grace was besieged with complaints from our neighbors, Bob stood before the media cameras and gave powerful biblical justification for the Wednesday night meals and the medical and dental clinics. He threw himself into GLBTQ causes with unmatched enthusiasm and made sure that he was present at all Pride events. He is the San Diego Union go-to person for the ever-raging United Methodist debate over inclusion of all people in our congregations. Several front-page articles have included pictures of Bob and sizable articles featuring his support of issues around social justice. Bob believes that the Bible is clear on these issues. Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, and correct oppression." Proverbs 31:9, "Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy." Jeremiah 22:3, I can't believe this one comes from the Old Testament. "Thus says the Lord, do justice and righteousness, and deliver from the hand of the oppressors him who has been robbed. And do no wrong or violence to the resident alien, to the fatherless and the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place." Romans 12:15-18, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all." Aaron, Hope, and Joan will be sharing insights into Bob's incredible support of social justice.
Hi, Pastor Bob. Aaron here. I first want to say that I'm going to miss you so much. I want to thank you for how you have used your voice and your platform to always speak up for the underprivileged and for the injustices in this country. Some of my most favorite memories of you are any time that you pulled out your guitar and you sang for your sermon. No, it's not because I didn't want to listen to your messages, but it was because I've always heard God through music. God used you, your voice, and your guitar to speak to me a lot. My most favorite memory of you was the time that you handed me guitar tabs and you asked me to sing a song that I didn't even know. How am I going to do this, I thought. But it was that time that I realized that you believed in me a lot as a singer. It's this and so many other reasons why myself and all the members of PBUMC are going to miss you so much. I know I always have a friend and an ally in you. Thank you.
Hi, church. It's Hope here. Isn't it fitting that we're saying goodbye to Bob on Pride Day, when his ministry has been all about inclusion? I don't think I was the only one who may have internally rolled my eyes when he would stand in the pulpit and confess his privilege as a white, male, heterosexual, cis person. But Bob was really just ahead of his time, and his leadership has prepared this congregation to go forward now in his absence. Bob, I'm going to miss your enthusiasm and everything you do, from the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge to singing the part of Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar. I'll miss our theological discussions in our Wednesday studies. I'll miss your sneakers, and most of all, I'm going to miss your beautiful sons.
Hi, Joan Foster here. From early on in his tenure at PBUMC, Bob talked about and admitted his privilege. He claimed the fully loaded privilege, not just male, not just white, but straight and cisgender as well. And this wasn't just a one-time sermon topic for Bob, something that he just started doing this year amidst the beginnings of many white people's understanding of privilege. Sharing this acceptance of privilege often with a congregation reminds me to regularly admit my own privilege. Of course, admitting it is only the first step. I honestly feel Bob works to combat that privilege on a regular basis. One example is Pastor Bob's work to use inclusive God language and not default to the male-centric descriptors of God. If this seems a small thing, I assure you, Bob, it is not. Showing emotion to a friend or a family member usually feels safe and easy enough to do, but showing how deeply you feel about something is harder to do in front of a group or a live stream. I appreciate Pastor Bob's willingness to show the depth of his feelings in front of the congregation. I'm sure you've seen him stop in the middle of a sentence when he is overcome with emotion about an injustice, take a moment, and then continue on without apology. Deeply felt words are real and important. Could admitting something and sharing it be Pastor Bob's superpower? Thanks, Bob. Godspeed.
A superpower indeed. In Matthew 18, 1-3, it says, "At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And calling unto him a child, he put the child in the midst of them and said, 'Truly, I say unto you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.'" Bob loves the children's time. I'm sure it's his favorite time of the service. For those of you who are my age or older, you will remember Art Linkletter. He had a segment in his show in the 1950s called "Kids Say the Darndest Things." It was non-scripted, and the thing that came out of the children's mouths was, to say the least, extraordinary. Bob's children's times are right out of the Linkletter playbook, and therefore absolutely delightful. There are several occasions that children would postulate a question, and Bob would have to answer with, "Please ask your parents to explain that when you get home." A great observation Bob often made went something like this, and I'm sorry if I'm paraphrasing this wrong, Bob, but it went something like this. It's, "Young people are not the future of the church. They are now the church." Ivy and Sonia will share the impact of Bob in their lives. And in addition, Su Yen will provide a montage of photos and short movie clips that show Bob interacting with the youth of this church.
Hi, I'm Ivy, and this is my message to Pastor Bob. Pastor Bob, I'm really going to miss you a lot, but I know that your new church is going to love you as much as I do. Have fun!
Hi, Bob. Thank you for being such an inspiration to me. I can honestly say you're one of the main reasons why I've grown to love church so much, and you've inspired me to become more involved. Thanks to you, I've made so many connections and had so many experiences that have allowed me to grow into who I am today. And you're a person who I can make Star Wars references with, but I can also have deep discussions about biblical stories with you. And whenever I think I'm still not enough, you help me to believe in what I'm capable of. From annual conference to church camp to Sunday sermons, you've really been such an important figure in my life, and I can't thank you enough for all that you've done. Love you, Bob.
Although that might be the end of the videos, it's not the end of the story. Bob has had a big impact on this congregation, and his legacy will continue to do so in the short term and in the long term. I want to share with you that we have another opportunity today, and it's been announced a couple times, but I just want to reinforce it. We're doing a 1:30 drive-by today, and you're going to want to drive by and hand off cards and send lots of love out to Bob and his family. And so please feel free to do that. And to you, Bob Rhodes, this is just a small sample of the outpouring of love this congregation feels for you. Your dynamic sermons, your quick wit and compassion are durable trademarks of your tenure at Pacific Beach United Methodist Church. As your professional colleague, I want to say thank you for your 6 years of faithful service at PBUMC and for your immense capacity to live and actually walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Here's a big air hug from the whole congregation to you right now. And fortunately, one of the wonderful things about today is Bob's going to have an opportunity to come up here and talk to us a little bit, give us some parting moments, and to also do our pastoral prayer and to sing our Father song with us and to give us a benediction. So Bob, come on up here, and I'm giving you an air hug and later on maybe a real hug.
Friends, I'm overwhelmed. One of the things that I think is, I hesitate to say unique, not because I don't think it's true, but because I think it's tragic that more congregations don't walk in the footsteps that Ron so graciously illustrated that I may try to walk in as well, the footsteps of Christ, a church that works hard to be the church and not just gather and shelter in place to protect from the scariness of the world, a church that proclaims justice so righteously because it is God's justice, a church that proclaims faith and spirituality because it is so completely experienced as we worship together, even, friends, when we must worship in distance from one another. This is a church of deep and profound compassion, not only for the community, but for its members, and surely, my friends, for its leadership, a compassion that I have felt and continue to feel. This is a congregation, a spiritual community that longs to know God more fully, to learn more, to wrestle with difficult concepts, to name ways that as a denomination or as a religious entity, not only that we have done harm, but also that we might do better, that we might proclaim more fully the gospel of love of Jesus Christ. Dear friends, this is a place that does these things as well, and more than anything, all of these things together are something this faith community teaches. You see, I have learned that this congregation is a teaching congregation. And I've learned that because you, friends, have taught me so much. You've taught me about music, and you've taught me about compassion, and you've taught me about inclusion, and you've taught me about support and care, and you've talked to me about how it's okay to be emotional, and you've taught me about how it's okay to wrestle and be wrong and to name being wrong so that I can grow. We together are learning these things, and it is through this time together that you have taught me. You see, my friends, this is a teaching congregation, a congregation that has been so enriched in teaching that you have welcomed interns, you have welcomed a sojourning pastor. And it's a time, my friends, where as I continue along the footsteps following the one who I would call Christ and Messiah, that I must move from one community to the next. I must move from one town to the next. I must move from one village to the next. And it has been so clear, my friends, that this is not one where a leader has come in and been rejected and had to shake the dust from his feet and move on. No, dear friends, this is one where I've had the incredible privilege to stay and grow and learn and to love. to love you, my friends. And so in the words of the one I follow, I do not anymore call you anything other than friends. I am nurtured, I am changed because of you. Thank you. Thank you for how you have made me a better pastor. I also must acknowledge that there have been times that I have not been a very good pastor. There are times that people have been frustrated. There are times that I have caused harm, and I must acknowledge this as well. But in acknowledging the ways that you have taught me, I will also say that I will be a better pastor in the days and weeks and months and years to come for the next church and the one after that and the one after that. Because, my friends, because you continue to teach me. This experience has shaped and will continue to shape me. And for you, I am grateful. Thank you. Amen. Enter into this time of prayer. I brought up my laptop. For those of you who are engaging in the live stream, you might wish to type in any prayer requests that you might have, that you might wish to lift up as we enter into this time of prayer. As Ron noted, at the end of this time of prayer, we would traditionally say the Lord's Prayer, and this time we will sing the Lord's Prayer, as has become a tradition for us here at PBUMC. And so I will lead you in that. If you're unfamiliar with how we might do that, don't worry. It's a call and response prayer, and the words should be on your screens. And so I invite you, friends, to join me in the spirit of prayer. God of grace and compassion, God who is ever present, God who guides and comforts and brings strength, God who guides us into our next steps as we journey along, seeking to know you more fully, O God. We center our spirits and ourselves in prayer, acknowledging that we are incomplete, that the image in which we are created, that we have strayed. And yet also acknowledging, O God, that we feel the deep desire to live more fully into your image, the desire to return to you. And so, God, in a time when we are required to be physically distant, in a time when we are wrestling with systems that have taught us to look at one another in different ways, in a time when we are wrestling to see one another, even those with whom we disagree, in the same image in which we know ourselves to be created, your image, O God, give us strength. As we seek to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, O God, give us strength. In this time of transition, in the mixture of grief at departure and newness and hope at new arrival, remember, help us to remember that you join us in the complexity of all that we are feeling this day. God, we lift up those who are in need of healing. We lift up those who are suffering not only from coronavirus, but those who are enduring long-term disease. We lift up those who are enduring mental illness. We lift up those who feel as though the systems in our world tell us that we are not enough, whether that is because of our gender or gender identity or expression, whether that is because of the color of our skin, whether that is because of who we love, whether that is because of our socioeconomic status, whether or not that is because of our differing abilities, whether or not that is because of what we endure in terms of mental illness, whether or not that is because of where we live, what community we are a part of, whether or not that is because of the language we speak or the citizenship from what we come. Help us, O God, to care for all of these persons and send your presence and comfort. God, we lift up a prayer for those who are in need of your guidance, for those who need your strength and support. God, we pray for those who are stepping into new communities. God, we pray for Pastor Lori as she comes into this congregation that is so rich, that is so vibrant, that is so spiritual, and that is such a teaching congregation. Oh God, we pray for those who may be in transition of education, those who might be, surely those who are moving from one grade to the next, but those who are moving from one school to the next. And God, for those churches in our denomination and surely others that are experiencing pastoral transition, God, give us your strength and your guidance and your peace. God, we pray for our leaders. Leaders in our congregations, leaders in our local, county, state, and federal government. Oh God, that they might be guided by your peace and your justice and your hope and ultimately your love. God, we lift up these prayers and all that are left unsaid as we join together in singing these words, this prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
The food we need.
And forgive us our sins.
As we forgive those who sin against us all.
And lead us not
into temptation.
And deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever and ever.
Our Father,
who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.